Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You like this song, Hugh?
I'm trying to. Is it Neil Diamond or Neil Sedaka?
Nope. It's not Neil Diamond.
Who is this?
BJ Thomas.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't have pulled that one out there.
Not Neil Diamond.
It is raining out there. It's supposed to for a few days. Mm-hmm. Rain is on the way. No rain Sunday in Tampa. They just heat when the Eagles take on the Bucs. All right, welcome back. It is Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We'll get back to all your phone calls on Kyle Schwarber. Should they let him go for the record? I mean, I got Elliot Shore Parks over here tweeting that it's like the Saquon thing last year, and the Phillies are prioritizing a record. Now, I just think it's one of those things where both things work out together. He needs the at-bats. They need the at-bats. They got a long break next week anyway. Very unlikely. I know Chris from Middletown's using AI to tell him he's got a 2% chance to get hurt. I think the number's less than that. I'm not worried about Schwarber getting hurt. Let him go for the record. All right, Hugh, now that we addressed that, can we get to a bit of an elephant in the room here with the Philadelphia Eagles? All right, so you ever listen to lots of people say something and then you're like, you got to kind of parse what is really being said?
Mm-hmm.
So this whole week, from before the game, through after the game, there's a lot of talk about the Eagles being too passive early, not being aggressive enough early,
mm-hmm.
to the point where Jalen Hurts said something. A.J. Brown has been very vocal about this. We all know that it hasn't worked much the first couple weeks the way they've played. Then they finally opened up when they were down in the game on Sunday. And then Donovan McNabb was on the afternoon show on Monday talking about the passing game, talking about the way they approach offense here with Petullo and Sirianni, you know, and Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. And something Donovan said has stuck out to me because I think he hit the nail on the head, whether or not you want to believe him or not. Here's Donovan on Monday.
To me, and I'm going to put it out there, it seems that they don't trust Jalen. Mm. And I know that's a bombshell that I just lit the fuse, because it seems to me like they don't trust Jalen enough, who's your MVP of the Super Bowl, who's taking you to two Super Bowls and also helped you win the game in the second half of a lot of games that he's played in this year. It seems to me like they're not utilizing his ability to be able to spread the ball around and push the ball downfield. When I look at this offense, it's number one thing that it starts with to me is they need to establish the passing game to open up the run with this team this year.
All right, so Donovan, I think he knew what he was saying. He wasn't sugarcoating it. He said he doesn't believe the Eagles fully trust Jalen Hurts. And I think Donovan McNabb is 1,000% right on this. And let me be clear. I think they should trust him more. I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to turn the ball over four times on Sunday if they let him throw the ball. I think Jalen Hurts has shown for almost his entire career, other than probably 2023 and a little bit of last year, that he doesn't throw the ball into the other team much. He doesn't turn the ball over much. He's smart with the football. He's not reckless. But I think it's pretty clear after watching the Eagles' offense the first 3 weeks, they don't trust him. It's impossible for me to look at the team and for me to look at the players they have and say, yeah, they trust him. I mean, it feels like we all trust him more than the Eagles trust him. It feels like WIP callers trust him more than Nick Sirianni does, because they didn't throw the football on Sunday with any conviction until they had no choice, until they were down 19 points, until, like Hugh Douglas says, they changed the play caller or whatever the hell happened. But whatever the plan was on Sunday, that was conservative. Third down and 10 in their own territory, they're handing off on draws. That's not something you do if you trust your quarterback. 215-592-9494. We've had a lot of discussions about Jalen already this season, how he's playing, what we're expecting. But deep down, do you think the Eagles trust this guy? Because they don't call the game like they trust him. That's not what my eyes tell me. Hugh, what do you feel on this? Like, deep down, do you think the coaching staff trusts Jalen Hurts?
You know what? given the way Donovan said that, and I just looked at the first couple of we only played three. Looked at the three games that we played
right.
in, and with my theory that you know Jalen took over play calling towards the end, that was the game that don't be poo pooing what I'm talking about because I'm dropping science over here. But you look at the attempts,
yeah.
in that last game compared to the first two. You know, the average on the first two was like 22 attempts in the first two games.
Right.
Now, you can make an argument that that's because we have such a strong running game, but you can also say that Saquon really didn't get off to a rousing start that we thought he would get
right.
off.
Like last year, you can make that case, right? Because they were running it so well, why throw it?
Yes.
But that hasn't been this season.
And I would say that from my reckless speculation from a week ago.
Here we go.
And the fact that there were 32 attempts in this game, and me feeling like Jalen kind of took the reins of that thing, that kind of plays into what's being said.
So let me throw this at you. He had 32 attempts Sunday?
Yes.
24 were in the second half when they had no choice,
yes.
right? So in the first half of the game, Jalen Hurts threw the ball 8 times on Sunday. Can I just throw this number at you? Because this one startled me when I looked. I looked this morning at the attempts for every quarterback in the NFL so far. Mac Jones, who's a backup, right? Like he moved around the league and now he's a backup. He's the Niners' backup. He had to fill in the last 2 weeks because Brock Purdy got hurt and has missed the last two games. In the last two games, Kyle Shanahan has asked Mac Jones to throw the football more than Jalen Hurts has thrown it in 3 games. Mm. Mac Jones has 80 attempts in 2 games. So Shanahan trusts him to throw on average 40 times in each in the last 2 games. Jalen Hurts has thrown less than that in 3 total football games. And it hasn't been like they've been up a lot, right? Like, last year, they were up. Of course, why you're throwing the football if you're up 10 points in the fourth quarter, you're running the clock out. That hasn't been this year, right? The first couple games have been super close. I mean, they've been up a score maybe, or it's tight in the fourth quarter or whatever. So the game is still, we got to get first downs, we got to move the football. I think deep down, the Eagles coaching staff doesn't trust Jalen Hurts to not turn the ball over. I think that is the bottom line. Otherwise, why aren't we throwing the ball? Why aren't we being aggressive with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith? It's been the story of the last 2 weeks. They should be aggressive. Will they be aggressive? Well, the elephant in the room is, why aren't they aggressive? They're either, I want to make sure I say this kindly, they're either not seeing the game the way we are, and A.J. is, or they don't trust the quarterback. I can't see another alternative to what's going on here.
You know what's funny? I think we kind of did the same thing, just doing a little bit of research.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of looked up Jalen's contemporary. In this case, I looked at Justin Herbert's numbers from this year compared to last year.
Same draft class, same age, all that.
Yeah, and last year, I only did the first 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't throw the ball as much. He had, in last year, the first 3 games, he had a total of like what? The quick math on that is like 50-something percent, 64 passes that he's thrown. He threw in the first 3 games last year.
Okay.
He's thrown more this year. Because you're talking about last week, 28 for 47.
Yep.
The week before that, 19, 27, 25, 34. So they're trusting him a little bit more. And it's always been my thought process that when you have a quarterback, especially one that has accomplished as much as Jalen has accomplished, you want to take the governor off. Especially when you talk about the game that he had last year. In the Super Bowl.
Right.
And so I would think that in order to loosen up, because the conventional wisdom tells me that in order to make the running game as potent as you can, you got to throw the football. You got to take those guys out of the box because as a defensive coordinator, my first objective would be to stop the run.
Of course.
Because that was your bread and butter. So now I'm going to make you throw the football. And plus, we got 2 dynamic receivers. That we paid a lot of money to. We were the first to kind of do it, and then everybody else kind of followed suit. So it only makes sense that you get those 2 guys involved as quickly as possible to help the running game. And that really hasn't been the case this year.
I think the Herbert example is really interesting because last year you went back and looked. The Chargers were a run-based team, just like the Eagles were. I mean, the Eagles were better at it, and they had better players, and they won the Super Bowl. But the Chargers made the playoffs last year running the ball a lot. They didn't ask Herbert last year to throw it 35, 40 times a game. And then this year, as seemingly he's progressed, right? They have the same head coach, and they've kind of progressed their program. He's thrown it more. They put it more on him. We're not doing that. I can't come up with any other explanation. Donovan said it, and it was like, you ever hear something, and you're like, Yeah, I mean, like that. He's right, and I know he said it, and he's like, "Oh, I'm going to say it, and people aren't going to be happy." Sometimes people don't like the truth.
Elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room.
You just couldn't wait to play that.
He had that one ready. The truth is, they don't trust him. Kyle, what do you think on this?
No, I mean, yeah, it makes a lot of sense, right? Like, what other reason would they have for not doing some of the things you brought up, like the 3rd and 15s, like every other team with, and pretty much every other quarterback, like besides ones that teams clearly shouldn't trust,
yeah, like rookies, right? Or young guys,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
or bad,
you know,
ones.
You're giving up, basically. You're conceding the set of downs there, and then you're just going to fourth down. You're punting. Like, if we have a 3rd and 15, and you have AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, the line that we have, and all these weapons, and Jalen Hurts, mm-hmm. You know, I'll throw him in there because I think they should trust him more than they do. Then why wouldn't you go for that? I think they're spooked a little bit by, I think, what happened in 2023, and then what carried over into the beginning of 2024, and that when they did air it out, there was a time, we can be honest about this thing, is that they were kind of a turnover machine for a variety of reasons, whoever you want to put that on. But and then I think they went too far the other way, like they overcorrected, and now they got away with it because they had a ridiculously good running game. It was Saquon last year, mm-hmm. But it looks like they're sort of doing, they're keeping that same approach, but without the running game to be able to help get away with it. So I don't know. I think it's pretty clear to me that that's the reason why they haven't fully opened this thing up yet.
I mean, last year it made sense, Hugh. If you're running the football that well, right, and you have a defense that good, mm-hmm. and you're up in games in the fourth quarter. Like, remember they had that game against Pittsburgh where they held the ball the final 10 minutes? Yeah, like, why would you throw it much, right? Just run the football, run the clock out, dominate up front.
Totally agree.
That hasn't been the team this year. And they've seen that. They've seen the same thing the rest of us have, and yet they're still throwing the ball at a very small clip. 215-592-9494. All right, all your phone calls on the Schwarber thing. Should they let him go for the record or prioritize some rest this weekend? And the Philadelphia Eagles with Jalen Hurts. Deep down, do you think the coaching staff trust this guy? I don't think they do. Donovan McNabb said it on Monday with the afternoon show. And I think he's dead right. I don't think Sirianni and Petullo, but it's really an extension of Sirianni, I don't think they trust Jalen Hurts to throw the ball 30 times a game weekly. Because otherwise, why wouldn't they do it more? Why wouldn't they try to open this thing up the way they did in the second half? Where do you come down on it? Plus, we got to let you hear something Baldy said yesterday that speaks to this as well. Because I think we're all wondering, all right, we saw the second half on Sunday. What's this weekend going to look like against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Baldy's take on that. Your take on Hurts. Do you think the Eagles coaching staff really trust this guy? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped two new bacon flavors that you got to try. First up, we have cracked pepper thick cut bacon. Black pepper coated and full of bold taste. Then there's the Black Forest thick cut bacon. Smoked to perfection with a touch of sweetness. I love that one. Whether you're firing up for breakfast or stacking it on a BLT, both of these bacons bring big flavor. Try to say that fast three times, Joe Giglio. Bacon is serious business around here, people, and nobody does it better than Hatfield. Visit simply Hatfield.com for a retail location near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're going to get to a big story coming out of Delco in just a little bit here and figure out if we can get to the bottom of that nonsense. Later in the show, an Eagle, a big one, one that we talk about a lot, a direct shot at Hugh Douglas for his take earlier in the week that Petullo was stripped of play calling in the second half. They're coming at you. One by one.
It's an all-out assault.
It really is. It's about time, too.
I got big old shoulders.
Yeah, well, you're going to need them after you hear this one. All right, before we go to the phone lines here, do you believe deep down the Eagles coaching staff trusts Jalen Hurts? I don't. I mean, Donovan McNabb said it a couple days ago. I think he's dead right. The Eagles, and Hugh mentioned this on Monday, how frustrating it is to watch them when they have a third and long just hand off with a give-up draw. And like, it's just like treating Jalen Hurts with kid gloves. I think they should trust him more, but it's pretty clear to me through 3 weeks they've only thrown the football when they've had to throw the football. They're not trying to be aggressive. Feels like we trust him more on WIP than the coaching staff does down there at the NovaCare Complex. And then yesterday, Baldy was on the afternoon show, and I thought it was a great question by those guys. Like, hey, the offense looked good in the second half, finally looked aggressive. They moved the ball down the field in chunks. Do you think we'll see more of that Sunday in Tampa? And here's what Baldy said.
Yeah, I have a feeling. Like, those are all, I mean, I'm not surprised. You know, I mean, honestly, I talked to AJ before the game, and I know what he thought of Emmanuel Forbes. He just smiled. I go, I'll do all the talking, AJ. You do all the playing. Like, you got to feed that beast, man. Like, there's very few guys, like, that can catch the ball with their hands, come back to the ball, fundamentally sound, and then just steamroll guys. Like, he's not going down. And we saw, you know, the yards after the catch the other day. Like, I don't think they're going to go back to that, though, until they have to. You know, obviously, you know, they've had a – Tampa's had their number over the last 4 years. And so I have a feeling that unless they fall behind or are really struggling to run the ball, that I think they're going to go back to the same approach that we saw for the first 2.5 weeks. And if they can – if the defense can do their job, they're beat up on the offensive line. They're beat up at receiver right now. I think if they keep the score close or play with the lead, they're going to play a very conservative style of offense.
A very conservative style of offense. Hugh, what did you take? What's your thoughts on what Baldy said? I mean, we all watched Sunday, or we all saw how it looked in the second half, and yet he thinks even after seeing that, they're going to go back to the conservative way this weekend against the Bucs.
I think that's pretty interesting, especially when you talk about what we saw and how it kind of loosened things up. Me personally, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Baldy, but me personally, I feel like in order to make the games a little bit easier, mm-hmm. nothing's easy
right.
in the NFL, by the way.
Especially on the road and the Bucs are good, yeah.
But to get more production out of your offense, in my opinion, I think that there has to be a legitimate threat to pass the football. I think that when you look at it, it's the exact opposite. I remember years ago. You know, you had teams that, you know, the running game was what this passing game is.
Mm-hmm.
But you did it to keep teams honest. You did it so that they wouldn't walk that man up in the box. And you threw the ball to spread it out a little bit.
Yep.
When you open the offense up, that allows for more spacing for the running back. You know, when they talk about spacing and basketball on the floor and everything, mm-hmm. it allows you to do more. So when you go that what they call it 11-12 personnel, mm-hmm. like I think it was who was talking about it earlier this week?
Ross Tucker was talking
about that. You keep everything compact and you walk that safety up and you make it harder for that running game to get going. So with all that being said, your formation is gonna dictate how the defense plays you. And another thing I was told is that a lot of times going into these games, and I don't know if it's true for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they've had so much success against the Eagles, but a lot of times you go into these games and you've scouted certain looks, they're not the looks that you get when you actually play the game.
Right.
So there's that. So I feel like in order to get something going, you can't wait to see what the other team is going to do to you. You need to be the aggressor. You need to go out there and you need to take a shot. I mean, if the games first started, what's wrong with taking a shot in the first couple series?
I agree.
You know, just to see what happens, see how they're going to play it. Because I tell you what, when you do stuff like that and you don't play conservative, teams get a little antsy.
Yes, of course they do. I look, we often hear with the Eagles, Sirianni says this, Elliott says it every time it's brought up, and it's true. I mean, I can't fight the facts that the Eagles, when they don't turn the football over, they win. But why is it a mutually exclusive thing? Like, why does Jalen dropping back to pass more mean they're going to turn it over more? It doesn't have to mean that. If you trust the quarterback to be smart with the football, you're not going to have 5 turnovers in a game. Like, let me give you some numbers here on some other quarterbacks. Josh Allen has 99 attempts this year, 0 interceptions. He's thrown the ball on average seven more times per game than Jalen. Also has zero interceptions, just like Jalen Hurts. Patrick Mahomes has one interception on 105 attempts. Justin Herbert, or Hugh brought up earlier, has 108 attempts, one interception. I mean, it's possible if you have a top quarterback, which is what we talked about all offseason. Jalen's graduated. He's part of this group. You can throw more and not have three, four, five turnovers in the game. Now, I get it. If we throw more, is there more of a chance of a pick? Sure. Right? We might have, instead of one, we might have, instead of zero, we might have one once in a while. But if they trust the quarterback, let him throw the football. 215-592-9494. Deep down, do you believe the Eagles coaching staff trusts Jalen Hurts? Doesn't feel like it to me.
Elephant in the room.
It is an elephant. The part that's fascinating to me is we all think, I think a lot of us think they should, right? Like, I think most people think they should. Doesn't feel like they do. Sean in Philadelphia is up. The elephants are here with us. What's up, Sean?
Yo, man, listen, just hear me out for a second.
Okay.
Right. First, let me say this first. In the Super Bowl, when they talked to Sirianni about the Hurts play, he said these words: "I had a feeling that guy was going to come out and play like that."
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, says I trust this guy to play the way he knows how to play. Why then a new season starts and people feel like he don't trust them? I think that's just a cop-out. They trust him, and that's their style of play, conservative.
But why play conservative if you trust your quarterback? We all agree they have excellent receivers. Why not trust the quarterback?
I mean, they do trust them, but they're going to play the way they play their game. They're going to beat you the way they play. They make the tempo. They do everything, and teams have to chase them.
But that's the opposite of what Sunday was. Sunday they were so conservative, they were getting crushed, and they had to come back.
Even when we're down, teams still fear us. Because we got the dog in us, and we're going to keep fighting.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, you said they're the aggressor. They were the ones, they had to chase on Sunday. They weren't the aggressor.
They had to chase, but they never stopped fighting in teams.
But that's not what we're talking about. I mean, about
if we trust Jalen Hurts. I believe that they trust Jalen Hurts.
But then why don't they let him throw the ball more?
Because they are trying. Every team in the NFL is different from the last season almost. Every team is going to be different. The coaching staff is different. So it's the third week of the season. They still have to get a feel for how this guy is going to call plays and all of that. I was with Hugh. I thought Donovan, Hurts start calling the plays. But
I mean, come on.
We all got confirmed that he wasn't.
Well, then now at least we got back to reality here. Good call, Sean. We appreciate you. You know, if your theory is right, it's an indictment on them trusting him.
No,
because
no,
that means when they were calling the plays, 8 pass plays. When he was calling the plays, 24 passes.
Can I just say this? I understand what's going on. I believe what I believe, and I know. Eagles have come out to debunk what I'm saying, but
by every way possible,
convinces me even more.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Come it on. Does.
So the truth makes you less
no,
likely
because,
to believe it.
Okay. How many, like,
this is reaching psychotic levels.
No, but since we're here, how many times have I, on this stage, since I've been here for 3 years, have I recklessly speculated about stuff? Like, I do it a lot, right?
You do. I mean, that's true.
And I put it out there that I am recklessly speculating. To me, for them to vehemently dispute this as much as they have been disputing.
To be fair, Elliot asked the head coach
directly.
Okay,
but then now they're still talking about it. I believe it even more that I was right.
Well, I mean, we're going to get to it, what happened yesterday.
I am a visionary.
You're not a visionary.
I am a visionary.
You have been radicalized by the Jalen Hurts lovers.
Radicalized is crazy.
You've been radicalized. I mean, you have. I mean, that's exactly what happened.
I'm just saying, I believe it. I believe it because when you have folks coming out talking about, that ain't true. I believe it's to be true.
I'm just looking for a logical explanation to, hey, we all agree we have great receivers, okay? We all agree it's a good offensive line, right? The best way to win in the NFL is to get up on teams and not have to be behind. We all agree to these things. And yet the Eagles look at it and say, let's play this thing close to the vest.
Because teams fear us even when we're behind.
That's right. It's called spin. It's actually.
Well, he said the Eagles clearly trust Jalen Hurts, and then named a whole bunch of things that have nothing to do with whether or not they trust the quarterback.
I think Sunday is going to be a picture into whether they trust him or not, right? Like, we just saw the offense
really
look better.
It really is.
AJ has spoken about, hey, it looked better. Let's do that.
The Eagles are a soap opera at this point. This is our soap opera. This is, and the storyline this weekend is Jalen Hurts going to come out and be the quarterback that he was last week? All these questions will be answered Sunday on As the Eagles Turn.
Voiceover actor, Hugh Douglas. The Young and the Restless.
I'm telling you, because this story has been talked about all week. Who's done what? What does this mean? What's going to happen now? Because the offense looks like it's opened up. Drew Brees talking about how vanilla it is, but they can still win a Super Bowl.
Do that voiceover again, by the way.
What do you mean? Which part?
The movie guy thing.
Yes. As we get ready for this weekend's game, the Philadelphia Eagles against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And will the story be Jalen Hurts? Did he take over the offense or didn't he? All these questions will be answered Sunday at 1 in Tampa. Be there or be square.
Wow, you dropped a B square on us at the end.
I have layers like an onion.
You do, and every time you peel them, we cry. We all cry.
And they all stink.
I walked into
You did.
One.
You really did. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Hey, Dream Team. How y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man. Listen, AU, man. I ain't going front, man. You was cooking, man, with what you said, man.
I know. Thank you, though.
Cooking with
it.
What?
Cooking with gas.
Cooking with grease. And this place on fire.
I give you props when it's due, you know.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate that.
But you know what? What I want to see, I want to see Jalen. I mean, I need that offensive line to give Saquon some push up front. And I need them to be blocking this week, man, because they've been slacking and they macking a little bit, man. You know, and a lot of people ain't been bringing that up.
They have not been. They haven't been as dominant as they have in years. I mean, obviously Sunday losing Lane for the last, 90% of that game didn't help things. Yeah,
absolutely. And I want to say something about the Phillies, but I'm gonna continue with the Eagles. Like, I was believing the same thing when McNabb said that, right? I don't think they have too much, belief in what Jalen can do when he's throwing the ball. But like I keep saying, I've been saying it for the last two seasons. When Jalen have good play calling, just like with Josh Kelly and the rest of them guys, they have good play callers. Who? And that's why they execute their plays. That's why they always, Josh Kelly.
I know, but Jim Kelly, he was a Bill too. You forgot about Jim Kelly?
No, I have not.
Come on, let me finish.
No, man, we just workshop. Keep going. We
you
just workshopping over here.
Yeah, you know, Josh Kelly, Jim Kelly, they always boozing out. They can't get it done. But I just want to say, when he got good play calling, man, Jalen can execute, man. He showed it. I mean, just like the brother said earlier, he showed it in the Super Bowl. So what makes you think that he can't throw the ball?
No, it's not me that thinks this, Will. It's the Eagles that don't think it. Forget me.
I'm not saying us. I'm saying, yes, the organization. You got to let this man be who he is, man.
Let Jalen cook is what you're saying. Let him cook.
Let him cook, baby. The last thing I want to say about the Eagles, man, listen, it's time to put these guys to rest, man. They've been on our top for the last few seasons. Now it's our time. Listen, stay hydrated and stay focused, man. And we got to have a good balance of run and pass this
balance.
Week.
Balance.
And the last thing I'm going to say about the Eagles, we need to have that ball toward the end of the game to end it. We can't give that guy no type of opportunities in the end if it's a
I agree
game.
With that,
Baker
Will.
Playmaker.
Yeah. Baker has become pretty darn clutch at the end of these games. He's led a game-winning drive in all 3 weeks. It's pretty wild way to start a season.
Yeah, pretty wild the way that his career started and how it's going now. That's crazy.
Where he went bounce, what, Carolina, then the Rams?
And they were talking about he was on his way out and found his home in Tampa.
It is pretty crazy, yeah. And he's like, he's a good quarterback. But look,
not bad.
No, he's turning. Baker Mayfield has turned into exactly what I think the Browns wanted him to be when they drafted him number one overall. It just took a bunch of stops for him to get to become that player. So, his point, Jim Kelly, Josh Allen, whatever. The Bills obviously trust him more than the Eagles trust Jalen Hurts. I mean, that's look at what they allow him to do with the offense. I mean, we were going through some of the numbers with some of the quarterbacks in the league right now. I was blown away when I saw that Mac Jones, two games, not three, two, as the backup quarterback for the Niners. Kyle Shanahan asked him to throw the ball in two games more than we've asked the Jalen Hurts to throw the ball in three games.
That's why I made a top 10 list this week.
Oh, is that now? This is justification. What about the Spencer Rattler?
No, I'm just saying the Spencer Rattler.
You had Mac Jones in there?
Yeah.
Oh, get the hell out of here!
Hey, we got to talk about these lists. We got to talk about them.
We might need to have an intervention.
What do you mean? It's my list. My truth.
Now again, that's not how this works. All right,
you know what? We might need Dr. Karp.
No,
on the case.
We don't. We're good. We're good.
Now, the living the truth, the conspiracies, you have some major issues that we need to address.
We're good. We're good. We don't.
No, it's intervention.
We are barreling towards tinfoil hat Douglas as a high seed in the bracket of Hughes this coming March.
Yeah.
I mean, he's taking on a different life this week.
We're good.
I don't know if we're good. Saeed in North Philly. What's up, Saeed?
Saeed.
What's going on, fellas? How you
doing?
Saeed, what's up, buddy?
Listen, I had to disagree with y'all. I don't think it's about a lack of trust in Jalen. I think the Eagles coaching staff, and to be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if upper management has some type of like say in it. But I think it's about the Eagles coaching staff trying to be the smartest in the room. They want to revolutionize the game. They don't feel as though you can win without minimizing the high risk plays and stuff like that. So strong, healthy, strong defense, solid offensive line, good running back. They feel like you can win, and that's all you need. So it ain't about a lack of trust in Jalen Hurts, man.
All right, so Saeed, if you're right, if that's exactly what's going on here, then Jalen Hurts isn't going to be here much longer. Because there's no reason to pay a quarterback $55 million if you don't plan to use him that much. I mean, it's like if we're following if that's the philosophy, then why they pay a quarterback?
Well, I mean, Chef, you pay your receivers too.
Right. Totally fair point, right? Something's got to give. They can't pay these guys $100 million a year not to use them then.
Well, I mean, everybody in the NFL making money. They pay their offensive linemen. They pay their secondary. They taking care of their players. Now, they not trying to say that we can win with robots. We need talented players.
Sure.
But we want to play disciplined football. We want to win with discipline. Low-risk football, and they probably feeling themselves because they did it.
Well,
they didn't win a Super Bowl with it, but they got to the Super Bowl with it.
Well, they won. No, they did. I mean, they did win last year. So, we appreciate it. I mean, they won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
They had a formula, and it worked. Now, part of that works when you have the best defense and Saquon's running like he did last year. That made logical sense. Like, last year, the way they were playing, why would you throw the ball a lot? You're up in games. You're running for 2,500 yards of your star back. The first 3 weeks, Saquon, it's like we've avoided this because I think we see why. But Saquon hasn't done it much the first 3 weeks. He just hasn't. Now, I think he will get going. I think he's going to be fine, and I'm not worried about him. But they're not getting any traction in the run game. They're not up a lot in these games, and yet they're not asking their quarterback to throw until they have no choice down in the game. It's striking. And even Hugh Saeed said they have a formula of low-risk plays. I mean, you realize what you're saying when you say that.
That you don't want to put the ball in harm's way with the quarterback.
Right. The quarterback will take risks. The quarterback will throw the ball to the other team. Like, that's what – even if you don't think that, that's what you're saying by saying we're limiting the risk, that he's going to put us in a bad spot.
I'll say this. I think that with the injuries that we're starting to suffer on the defensive side of the ball, we're going to have to take more chances. In the passing game, we're going to have to start playing with more of a lead and taking some of that pressure off of those guys.
I think you're right on this. So it's interesting, the defense so far this year. Hugh, I would say, all things considered, I feel good about it, right? Because they're young, right? They lost all those guys. Last year, it took 4, 5, 6 weeks to get going. But you look at some of the numbers on the defense, they're not dominating the way they did last year.
No. Nah.
So, I mean, maybe they will turn it around, but now we have no Nolan Smith. That we're down to who knows what at one corner. So, yeah, they may be forced to have to throw the football. I think it's pretty clear right now the Eagles don't trust Jalen Hurts as much as you trust Jalen Hurts, as much as everyone listening trusts you. Like, you line up everyone in the city right now, and it's a Jalen Hurts trust fest. Oh, he's the best. I love him. He's top five. And yet the team doesn't want him to throw the football unless they have no choice. It feels wild to me. It's the elephant in the room with this offense right now. All right, coming up, your phone calls in this. Do you believe the Eagles truly trust Jalen Hurts? I don't, and I think it's pretty obvious. Again, Mac Jones has thrown the ball more in 2 weeks than Jalen Hurts threw it in 3 weeks. That is a wild stat. And after the break, if you live in Delco or in the area today, I have an important question for you and Hugh Douglas coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly, you know, what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Hugh, this song, Kyle could play it any day with him in this. It's a good song, but it's appropriate today. You see this headline this morning.
What's that?
Fox 29 Philadelphia, strange smell puzzles residents in Delaware County.
Ooh, that smell.
It smells like crap. That's the headline there.
Delco pooper?
Well, that's the first, if I had a suspect, it would have been her, first of all. I don't think she's on the loose again. I don't know. I mean, I know we got a lot of callers and listeners from Delco. If anyone has any updates on this, we need some help on the smell. Yeah. Ready for this? I'm reading the article. What they're saying, residents have taken to social media to express their concerns and confusion. Quote, one person described the smell as like death, like a dead animal, while another compared it to burnt oil from a car.
Burnt oil.
Those are way different smells.
Yeah,
the dead animal, burnt oil.
Yeah.
Smells. That's all. Sounds bad.
It sounds stinky.
Mm-hmm.
I think I rode through Delco this morning. I didn't smell anything.
Are you part of the problem? Did you do this?
No, I didn't. Okay. Like they first who smelt it, dealt it. No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
But I ride with the windows down.
And you didn't smell anything?
I didn't smell anything.
Okay.
Not nothing that stuck out.
Maybe you're nose blind to it.
Maybe it's so. I didn't smell.
Okay, but that.
That don't mean I did.
I think you're
it.
Missing the implication.
What's that? That is me?
Yeah, it could be.
Well, definitely wasn't me. Definitely wasn't me.
I don't think this one's your fault, but you're on the radar
now. First of all, I know you're trying to apply.
He was a prime suspect.
I didn't fart in the studio. Did not fart.
Wow.
And second of all, I didn't smell it. I didn't smell anything.
You have to roll back through there on the way home, though, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes, all right. So you'll be on the case today.
Yeah, I'll be on the lookout.
All right. If anyone has any information on what it smells like and what's going on in Delco, you let us know.
That heels going stay there. Yeah, fart.
Yeah. You might not be the most trustworthy source on all this after that incident in the studio.
Did not fart. Man.
Again,
not
the fart. Evidence is overwhelming. Let's go to Jim in Mullica Hill talking about the Eagles, Jalen, Donovan McNabb's comments a few days ago. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Jim?
Yeah, listen, man. I mean, I kind of think that, you know, Petulis is trying to take over what Kellen Moore did last year. He's trying to replicate it, and it's not working. And Jalen had a conversation with him, and then they put him in his hands, and what happened? We came back and we won.
But isn't the implication that they don't trust Jalen Hurts because they don't have to throw much?
No, I don't think that at all. I think it's Petula trying to replicate what he did. What happened last year.
But replicate what? Replicate a quarterback that doesn't throw the ball much.
Okay, well, what did he do in the Super Bowl? He played both Super Bowls. He played two best games.
Sure.
Nick Sirianni last year even said, "Yeah, that's my quarterback."
So wouldn't you think after that they would say, "Hey, look at how good this guy is. Let's let him throw the ball a lot."
Yeah, you would think, yes.
So what would be the explanation for not holding him back?
What's holding him back from allowing him to do that?
We have a new offensive coordinator who
was here last year.
Huh?
He was here last year.
He was the pass game coordinator last year, by the way.
He wasn't calling plays.
No, I know that, but he
was a pass game, but the pass game, he coordinated the pass
plays. So you disagree with Donovan's thought that they don't trust him?
Yes, I totally disagree with that. I think when you put it in Jalen's hands at any given time, Jalen will and he always has.
Could I ask you a question, Mike? I mean, Jim.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why do you disagree? What? Why do you feel so strongly that Donovan was wrong?
because when after the conversation Jalen Hurts had with Petula on Sunday, and came out and what they call pass plays. And it was on point.
That's not even true. But it was 21-26 when you saw that conversation on the sideline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, but does it, like, if they don't let him throw until they're down three scores, do you think they trust him? It does, like, I'm trying to understand the logic.
Yeah, you're not doing a good job of explaining why you feel the way that you feel.
I don't do a good job with that shit, but.
All right. And that's, we're good now. And Jim, good phone call.
See, we got to workshop these things.
We're trying to work. There seems to be
a disconnect because people hear you hate Jalen Hurts, yet we're just sort of wondering why the Eagles have been so conservative. Somebody, including a former Eagles quarterback, offered up an explanation.
That's why I said we have to workshop.
I'm following the tea leaves. Okay, so they didn't throw the ball much first couple weeks. Then they didn't throw it until they had to. After the game, the star wide receiver says they've been too conservative. The quarterback says they were playing not to lose. Then Donovan McNabb, who knows a little, you know, something about playing quarterback, said he thinks they don't really trust Jalen Hurts. Brian Baldinger, who knows a lot about football, came on the afternoon show yesterday and said, "Yeah, I saw what you guys saw, but I still don't think they're going to throw the ball a lot on Sunday." Why?
Look, I understand it's difficult sometimes. Let's try to use our brains here today with what we're trying to say.
No, and this is your fault.
My goodness.
It's not my fault. No, listen.
You let everyone live their truth.
Since we're here,
mm-hmm.
I workshop my thoughts. Okay. Now, they might not make sense to everybody.
Anybody.
But they make sense to me.
Everybody, anybody, and interchangeable.
At least when I have mine, I do try to validate why I feel the way that I feel.
You do, and you listen to the other side.
And I listen to the other side. I think those are two important things.
They are.
To do when you recklessly speculate.
You should do those things.
You should, because my way isn't the right way all the time, but most of the time I've been pretty spot on. I will say that. But you have to listen to what's being said. And if you can, retort. If not, then just let it go.
I think I've arrived at what's going on here.
What's going on?
I think the truth is making people uncomfortable because they don't want to believe that a quarterback that many believe is a top five guy isn't trusted by his own coaching staff. I think it makes us uncomfortable to believe that. I'm just choosing to follow the tea leaves instead of worrying about if I'm comfortable or not. Pete on the Turnpike is up. What's up, Pete?
Hold on one second.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What's up, Pete?
Take your time.
Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I think one thing you guys are missing is this is a business. It's a corporation, okay? And Jalen is just an employee. He's doing what his bosses are telling him to do. They're also, I do believe, trying to keep these young guys in a bubble and not let them get away from them and their personalities overtake and get too big. As far as Donovan's saying that, tell him to stay in Arizona and let him beat down on his front. He's just jealous that he never won a Super Bowl. He had a chance, and he floundered.
Yeah, that sounds like sounds like hatering.
Yeah.
Right,
so, Pete, you think Donovan just
hatering? I mean,
it's not the truth.
Come on, man.
Pete. It's not the truth.
So, Pete, you think Donovan just
you're being a hater? Yeah. Pete. It's okay.
Let's go through
I'm
this.
Not being
I know you're living your truth, but you are living your truth. Because why are you so mad at Donovan's take about this? And if no disrespect to you, Pete.
Why is Donovan talking about it?
Donovan was a guest of the show.
Because he was asked a question, just like we asking you calling in here. You're a guest of the show.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
Okay. So, again, I'm asking a question. I'm asking a question, Pete.
If they didn't trust him, he wouldn't be there. He'd be gone.
Hold on a second. Hold on. When you ask your quarterback to throw eight times in the first half and then you don't ask him to throw again until the second half when you're down, he might as well not be.
They have other weapons.
He needs to get the ball to the weapons.
Pete, did you watch the game? Let me ask you that.
He's the quarterback.
Okay, so what other weapons that were working the Eagles had?
The first half of that game was a disgrace.
Okay, so why not throw the football, Pete? Because they threw the football in the second half. Why not throw it in the first half?
Because they need to. It's the game plan, dude.
The game plan that wasn't working, right?
Why is it the game plan?
We have a game plan. This is what we're doing.
This is so
and
crazy.
We're not changing. We're gonna
okay, but it didn't work.
This is not my fault. So, Pete, do you think Donovan's just hating on Jalen? Like, is that what that is?
I do.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
You know, Pete, I got to tell you something. When you hate the truth, you know what the truth sounds like?
It sounds like hate.
When you hate the truth, the truth sounds like hate. It's true. Donovan McNabb, like.
You can say it, Joe. Speak your mind.
It's disrespectful to say that Donovan McNabb doesn't know what the hell he's talking about because you don't like what he's saying. No one's saying Donovan McNabb is never wrong. Of course he could be wrong. He's just analyzing the game. Donovan McNabb didn't need to hoist a Lombardi to have knowledge of the quarterback position.
Exactly.
It's actually ridiculously disrespectful to a guy that, to this point, and I think Jalen's either already will surpass him,
but Donovan in the history of the Eagles
has been the best long-term quarterback in the history of the franchise.
And it looks like Jalen is about to take that mantle.
Yeah. And that's
fine. Listen, if you don't like Donovan, just say that. I respect that. But to sit here and your first thought out your mouth or the first thing you say is talking about beating down his son and staying in Arizona, all that, you carry no weight here, bro. I appreciate the call, but let's be civil. Let this be the one place that we can all be civil, where we have these sports takes. You know, we can have fun and banter back and forth, but let's be civil when we have these conversations. Let it be uncivilized out everywhere else. Just let it be civil right here, man. Let this be a safe haven, which we try to make it every day. You know what I mean? That was uncalled for.
Yeah, also, yeah, we'll continue the conversation. I don't agree with every ex-quarterback or analyst. There's a million of them, right? We play their cuts all the time. But when multiple people keep saying the same thing, doesn't anyone look up and say, why? 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles deep down trust Jalen to throw the ball? It's clear to me. It's clear to Hugh. I think it's clear to a lot of people. They don't. Your calls on that, we've mentioned, we'll play what Hurts said yesterday. That sounded to me like a direct shot at Hugh Douglas. What is going on? That is next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you could win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. I like Trey McBride tonight for Arizona. If your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to win your chance of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.